This is your host, Michelle, and you're listening to Old TV with a New Twist. Let's see what classic television show we're watching and talking about this week. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 52 of Old TV with a New Twist. And I'd like to welcome back my co-host, one of my favorites, my daughter, Eden. Eden, welcome.
The best, the only, the number one is Eden.
She's here.
Hello.
I am going to throw out an amazing number. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Eden is here for her 14th time at the microphone.
That's crazy.
14 times.
Wow.
This is the first Christmas podcast of the year for this Christmas. We did
Merry
some last
Christmas
year.
All.
Yes. We are going to be talking about Newhart. And we both just have big smiles on our faces. This is the third time we are talking about this show. Mm-hmm. We did the pilot episode way back 2.5 years ago.
No way.
March of 2020.
Wow.
Yes. And then we did the Newhart finale because it's a classic.
Right.
But now we're doing holiday. So we're going all the way back to season one. We just listened to the theme song, like a warm up to before we recorded, and you just listened to it, our listeners, because it's the intro. And isn't it just a warm and fuzzy feeling
song?
It's
so cozy. It just immediately, I'm like, I feel cozy. It's just a cozy show, a cozy song. I just love it.
I have been wanting to do a TV rewatch podcast, like get a show and start from episode one, and every week do an episode and every week podcast on that week's episode and just go on and on. I really want to do a Newhart rewatch.
Yeah. If you guys could see the eyes I'm getting, looks like I'm being roped into something.
I'll just insert crickets here.
No, I'll do it. That sounds fun. That sounds fun.
No, but especially once of a week, all shows. But once a week is a lot. We'll discuss it.
Yeah, we'll leave it on the table.
Good idea. Now, in case anybody doesn't know, I'm just going to give a few little stats. This show ran for 8 seasons, 1982 to 1990, 184 episodes. It is a very simple premise. Dick and Joanna Loudon move from New York and purchase the Stratford Inn Bed and Breakfast in Vermont. City not known.
Unknown.
They never say the name of the city in Vermont. But anyway, so I'm just going to talk a little bit about the characters and the actors. Real quick, Dick Loudon is the main character. He is played by Bob Newhart, who I love. He was born in 1929. He is 93 years old.
Still alive.
Yes. But, you know, Bob Newhart really kind of came into the consciousness of a new generation when he was in Elf. He played Papa Elf.
He did.
With Will Ferrell in 2003. So he kind of.
He did.
He's been around a long time.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I absolutely forgot that was him.
So Dick Loudon is played by Bob Newhart.
Yes.
Joanna Loudon, his wife, is played by Mary Fran. who I used to watch on the soap opera Days of Our Lives many, many years ago. And she unfortunately passed away very young, like in her early 50s.
Oh, no.
George Utley, the handyman at the inn, played by Tom Poston.
I love George.
Yeah. And these three, Bob Newhart, Mary Fran, and Tom Poston, are the only three actors whose characters appear in all 184 episodes of this series.
That's a cool fact.
Yeah. And then we have the maid at the inn, Leslie Vanderkellen, played by Jennifer Holmes, in season one only, because she will leave after this season. And then Kirk Devane, who owns the Minuteman Cafe next door. He's played by Stephen Campman. He is only in seasons one and two. And then he leaves. And then, you know, there's a whole change in cast.
Right.
They're going to add Julia Duffy as Stephanie Vanderkellen and Peter Scolari. They're going to be great. And they're going to carry it through all the way to the end. So
yeah, I missed them in this episode.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. You can go back from the end of a show back to the beginning. This show really was retooled completely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we are in season one, episode nine.
Are you okay?
That looked like that for a minute. My mom
was just like, where has she gone?
Okay, what did I say? Okay, we're gonna Okay.
I'm getting called back for re-edits. I already know.
Okay, here we go. Okay, we're gonna be talking about season one, episode nine, No Room at the Inn. It is their Christmas episode. It aired on December 20th, 1982. Now, the IMDb episode review was 8.2 out of 10. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
A little surprising.
Okay. And this is the synopsis. Dick and Joanna's much-awaited first Christmas in Vermont ends up being not so traditional after all when a massive snowstorm strands them and everyone else at the Stratford Inn.
Pretty accurate.
Now, new thing I like to start like a drinking word for each show. What word do you think was repeated the most? I have my lemonade here.
Okay.
So I'm ready.
My Coca-Cola.
Okay. So what word do you think?
Did you think of one as well?
I did, but I don't think it's very good.
I don't think so either. I really tried to focus and see if there was one that they said that much. The only thing I could come up with was Christmas.
Yeah.
They said Christmas a ton.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what I had. What did you have?
Mine I have, but it's only said a lot at the last like quarter of it.
Ham. Yeah. That was my second option. They said ham a good bit.
Yeah.
So but yeah. So Christmas or ham.
Okay.
Pick your poison, audience. You pick which one you're going to drink to.
Okay. So here we go. Let's dive into the episode. We are at the Stratford Inn.
So nice. So cozy.
It's snowing outside and it's Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And Joanna Loudon and Leslie, the maid, are in the kitchen and they're making cookies. Now, one other thing I want to point out. I'm a big Hallmark movie fan.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Hallmark Christmas movie drinking game.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever
Anytime
seen it.
Anytime they're making cookies
and
is that one.
Making cookies is one of the things.
Of course.
That's in it.
Yeah.
But when we finish this, I'm going to name some things and we're going to decide how much of the Hallmark stuff is in this show.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So Joanna, they're making cookies, very Christmassy. Joanna says she and Dick have really been dreaming about a Vermont Christmas for years. Warm and old fashioned. And this is just warmth is just jumping through the screen at me like Poltergeist jumped at that little girl out of the screen.
I
just saw Poltergeist recently. And you're like coming out the screen. That's how I feel with just the warmth of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Just the set, the colors, the in, it's just so
The colors,
homey.
Definitely, I thought that. The colors, just the lighting, everything was like, I want my house to look like this.
It's
how do I get
rich.
My house lit like this?
Yeah, it was wonderful. And so to put a real damper on the whole Christmas warm, fuzzy feeling, here comes Kirk.
We got issues. I got issues.
What?
It just started and I got issues with Kirk. What are we doing? Anyway, keep going. We'll get more to him in a second. But yeah, I mean, he comes in, he immediately takes a cookie, which I can't imagine why they would be bad. Mm-hmm. They run this in. A Christmas cookie is not hard to mess up.
Well, no.
Why doesn't he like the cookie?
He grabbed the dough. It's not cooked. He put a
That's
ball of,
why.
He put a ball of dough in his mouth.
That's why. I thought it was a cookie. I was like, why is it bad? What's going on? I was so confused.
Kirk, are you sure you don't want to spit that out? And he's like, no, no, it's great. It's great.
He's a strange bird.
That's why they got rid of him.
Yeah, he needed to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you remember last time we talked about this show, you wanted to fire everybody. You're like, no, they got to go. They got to go.
Yeah.
But Kirk, he owns the diner next door, the Minuteman Cafe, and he has an unhealthy, unrequited, creepy love for Leslie the maid.
Okay, so yes, it is unrequited.
Yeah, very much.
Okay, because the whole time I was like, are they dating? Because she decides in this scene that she is going home for the holidays. She's going home for Christmas. It's a big to-do with her family. She is leaving and he is upset.
Yes.
And he's begging, please take me with you. Take me home with you. I'll sit in the car while I'm flying.
I'll wait in the plane.
Yeah, like he's just obsessed, which is very odd.
Yeah, he kind of finagles his way into having Christmas Eve dinner at the inn. He goes, does everyone cram into my diner or should we all come in? They're like, no, just come here and eat. And he said, it's going to be the best Christmas ever. Leslie's like, I'm going home. He's like, what?
Right.
Why? Should to be with my family. And he said, but it's Christmas. And Joanna's like, Kirk, Christmas is a time to be with family. And he said, not me. I want to be with Leslie. So anyway, she says, Kirk, look, it's going to be great here. We're going to have baked ham. We're going to roast chestnuts. We're going to do all the things that are special for Christmas. And he goes, fine, but I'm going to be drunk.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. Not talking about food, because we're going to talk about food later. Mm-hmm. What makes Christmas special to you?
Family. That's what Christmas is. Hanging out with your family on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Yeah, but you hang out with your family all year long. What makes Christmas different?
Music, movies, decorations. The music, yeah. Everybody in general is in a better mood. Yeah, because that's true. Being with your family, I'm with my family all the time, but it's just a totally different vibe.
Okay.
Music, movies, off of work. It's a good time.
So in comes Dick Loudon and George Utley, the handyman. And they've got an axe over their shoulder, so they're going to cut down a Christmas tree. They're not going to Guy's tree lot. They're going to chop down their own fresh Christmas tree. I mean, they're really putting the focus on having an old-fashioned Christmas, the whole thing. So they're like, hey, Kirk, you want to come with us? And he's like, sure, if we can stop off with some cheap wine and a carton of cigarettes.
This guy's pathetic.
He's going to drink and smoke himself into oblivion.
He's so codependent and just lame.
So Joanna just mentions here that the 24 members of the Silverbird Ski Club are confirmed for arrival that afternoon at the inn.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot to say about this ski club.
Okay.
You?
No, okay. Not much.
Okay. So what do we know so far? Leslie's going home. Dick and Joanna are going to have a full house for Christmas. And Kirk is going to be drunk.
And Kirk is miserable. Yes.
Drunk and miserable. Now, in the next scene, they're putting up this huge Christmas tree. This thing is like 20 feet tall. It's a beautiful tree.
Puts the Griswold's tree to shame.
Definitely.
It's huge.
But the problem is, apparently Dick and Joanna did not consult before he went and got this tree because he was saying how Joanna always decorates our tree beautifully in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, their tree in New York, as Joanna points out,
is 2 feet tall and stands on top of a television.
Right. So the decorations that Joanna has for this 20-foot tree are contained in one shoebox and one pack of tinsel.
Yep. That was it.
That's all she had
in her hands.
And it's like, okay, this is, you know, they would do better planning. But
right. Like she would at least say, oh, you know, we're going to have a little bit bigger of a tree at least.
Yeah.
Let me grab some more decorations.
Yeah. Yeah. Go do something. That was kind of silly.
This whole episode was kind of silly.
Well, yeah.
We'll talk about that later. But
the silliness
I think
is part of the charm.
But I don't feel like the first episode or the last episode had this silliness to it. This has like an extra level, and maybe it's the Christmas.
See, and I don't think it was extra silly. Kirk is silly.
Kirk is silly.
He's silly.
Yeah.
He needs to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
the rest of it wasn't too silly. You're right. It wasn't too silly, but the Kirk's silliness surprised me.
Right. So now George is leaving to take Leslie to the airport, but as he's getting ready to leave, the Silverbird Ski Club arrives, all 24 of them. And they're saying that, you know, there's a blizzard out there forming now and that no planes are leaving the airport. They should call the airport and check.
Mm-hmm.
So they do. And guess what? Leslie can't leave.
Stuck
here with Kirk. So he's excited.
Stoked.
So then they decide they decorate the tree, sort of. There's hardly anything on it.
It doesn't take long.
You know, skiers can't ski because of the blizzard.
Right.
Everybody is depressed.
Yep.
And even Leslie says, I don't even have a place to sleep. You rented out my room.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirk says, you can stay at my place if that makes you, Leslie. And if that makes you uncomfortable,
we can get married.
Yeah.
I wrote that line
down.
That
was funny.
That was one of my LOL moments.
I have LOL.
I thought that was so funny.
And the way he delivered it. So matter of fact, like, and if that makes you uncomfortable, we can get married.
We get married. Yeah. I laughed out loud for that.
So Leslie says, you know, I really wanted to be with my family. Upset about that. So everybody's depressed for some reason or another. And then George, not having family. And Joanna says, you know, mother, father, sisters, brothers? No. No aunts, uncles, cousins? No. And she says, you mean you're all alone in the world?
Poor George.
And it like never dawned on him until that moment. And he gets really depressed.
Yeah.
Like, I have no one. So he's all bummed. It's everybody's depressed. This is awful.
Terrible. Terrible Christmas. I wrote that. Poor George.
Yeah. But then Dick says, it is going to take a miracle to make this a great Christmas.
And who do we have at the door?
Cue the miracle. Tell us, Eden.
We have Mary and Joseph. Do they give us their actual names?
Yes.
They do.
Well, Joe.
It was Joe.
Mary and Joe, but Mary, you got to figure it's Joseph.
Yes. Yeah, so they come in. They're looking for a room. He says, you know, my car just stopped. The roads are blocked in. We're stuck here. Is there a room? And Dick says, there's no room at the inn. I'm so sorry.
And you forgot to mention, Mary is very pregnant.
She just walks in and there she is. She's pregnant. And he's saying, so you're telling me that she's pregnant on Christmas Eve and there's no room at the inn?
Joe and his ugly Christmas sweater, or, you know, Dick's like, you know, we overbooked, but they like, you know what? No.
They make do,
you know. Well, yeah. George says, you can stay with me. I'm all alone in the world.
Yeah.
But Dick and Joanna give them their room.
Right.
Because how can you not?
Right.
So Dick says, take them up to our room, Leslie. And I'm like, wait, you don't want to go pick up some personal stuff first? Like, could you just right now, if somebody walked out, say, yep, just go in
go
there.
Take my room.
Jewelry, anything, something you need to pick up?
That's true.
I was like,
toiletries, anything?
Yeah. You need nothing? I mean, it's...
They keep their room like a hotel room.
Probably. They might need to do it. And they also mention, Joseph and Mary, that they have names picked out for the baby. Do you remember?
I remember, too. Both the male names are like biblical.
If it's a boy, Isaiah or Abraham.
Right.
If it's a girl...
I don't remember.
Tammy.
How is it? I just remember it wasn't biblical.
No, not at all. So then now,
which I thought was very funny.
Yeah.
That was a very funny haha moment.
So then the next scene, the Silverbird Ski Club members are sitting around and they're whining. This is what I wanted to say about them. They are miserable whining. It's like they're mad at Dick because their vacation is going bad. He can't control the weather.
Right.
What if you check the weather before you come on a ski trip?
Right.
You know, or something.
Well, I thought they kept saying, oh, you know, it's so boring. Are there any games around here? I'm like, maybe, I guess, because this was before phones and things like that, like, you truly had to just entertain yourself, but find a game, play a card game,
you know,
find something to
Stop
do.
Stop whining.
Yeah, find something to do. Sing a Christmas carol. I mean, do something.
Yeah.
They're just sitting around whining. I do agree that they were a bit whiny.
They
here.
Were whiny.
And not just whiny. Like you said, they were blaming him. Like,
they were like, ugly.
It's not his fault.
It was like, oh, this place. Bleh. Oh. They said, oh, we're going to go in the dining room. Oh, they've got a dining room. Like, it's, you know, they were just really ugly.
Yeah.
And don't talk bad about Dick.
That's
don't
right.
talk bad about the Stratford Inn. I take this very personally.
That's right. Me too.
Very protective of them. Because probably they said the ski lifts are closed. There's no TVs in the rooms. There's nothing to do here. And Kirk says, well, you think this Christmas is bad? You got to remember, Kirk is a habitual liar.
Right.
You can't believe a thing that comes out of Kirk's mouth. And he said, if you think this Christmas is bad, imagine growing up in an orphanage in Nova Scotia.
They said, oh, you're from Nova Scotia?
He said, no, I didn't say that. I said, picture it.
I said, but no, you can imagine it.
That made me think of Extra Nuts, Lots of Nuts. Your brother, my son,
yes,
used to work at a ice cream shop. Mm-hmm. And a lady came in. He charged her for extra nuts. And she said, I didn't say
extra nuts. I said lots of nuts.
Yeah. So Silverbirds are still whining. Every scene they cut to them, they are whining. And now they're whining because they're hungry. Now, since this is a bed and breakfast, no dinner is provided.
Right.
Just breakfast. So, I mean, shouldn't they have had reservations to eat somewhere?
I think everything's closed. The roads are closed.
Well, Kirk owns a diner next door.
Also
Kirk
true.
Kirk can't go open the diner and feed these people.
And whip something up. Yeah.
He's got food.
Very true.
He should be prepared.
That's very true.
Yeah. So, but it's a show.
I don't know what you're going to do.
You know, Dick says, we usually don't serve dinner, but since you're all being such good sports. Which they're not being at all.
Right.
He should really say, you're all being pains in the butt.
Yeah.
But so Joanna pulls him aside and is like, we don't have anything to feed them. All we have is that small ham for dinner. And Dick says, my Christmas ham? Joanna, you know, baked ham on Christmas Eve is my favorite meal of the entire year. Now, this is going to be a little question about holiday food. Okay, so what foods do you look forward to eating, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, over the holidays that you don't get year-round?
I guess holiday ones, I'd say ham. Ham is a big one because we don't get, you know, the big spiral sliced,
yeah,
honey baked sort of ham all year round. That's mostly just Christmas and New Year. I think we have one, but that, and then I'd say yams.
I was going to say Aunt Laurie's yams.
Aunt Laurie's yams with the little marshmallows on top. Those are good. Just with the, you know, just the sweetness of it. Those are really good. And then I think corn casserole, but again, I've started to make corn casserole outside of just the holidays. And then, of course, Christmas fudge. It's got to be Christmas fudge.
Oh, our Christmas fudge. You and I have been making that every year forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Forever. And every year you insist that we're not going to make it. And then we do. for some strange reason, because it's not hard to make.
But I eat too much of it. Yeah. It's so good.
It's quite simple. But yeah, it's so good.
Okay. So Joanna is telling Dick that she's just got to do something with this ham for everybody. And he's adamant. I look for, mm-hmm, you know, that ham all year round. I look forward to that. Like Eden looks forward to the yams.
That's right.
And Joanna says, but what about those people out there? And Dick says, it's Christmas. I don't care about those people.
Exactly.
Which is so funny. So Joanna says, I'm just going to make ham omelets for 24 people.
Right. Because they have enough to serve breakfast.
Yeah. So they have a lot. She says, I'm going to go scramble 7 dozen eggs.
I'll do it in the sink.
In the sink, which kind of grossed me out and made me think of, I don't know if y'all ever saw this lady on YouTube, Auntie Fee. Do you remember Auntie Fee?
I remember you showing me Auntie
Fee. And
Fee.
She would prep the food, like she'd take chicken and like you'd put it in a bowl to coat it with salt and pepper and paprika, whatever you're going to coat it with. Mm-hmm. She would just put it, throw it in the sink. Like move the dirty dishes out the sink right there. And throw the chicken in and mix it in the sink. And I would be like, oh, this is so gross.
No, I don't remember
you
that.
You remember Auntie Fee? She was very funny. Her grandson used to be recording and she'd always be yelling at him and cursing at him and stuff.
No, I don't think I remember Auntie Fee then.
Okay. But that's what reminded me of. Because I'm sure she was not going to scramble the eggs
just
in the
kidding.
Sink. Yeah. Anyway, so the next scene is with George Utley, the handyman, and Dick in the study. Do you remember this?
I do. So sweet. I was like, I'm almost crying at this episode of Newhart.
Tell us about it.
Oh, well, I can't say it word for word, but he was sad. He's listening to Christmas music. Again, you just get this like cozy feeling and he's sad about not having a family. And Dick lets him know that he's his family. You're my family now. Mm-hmm. And now that Dick's parents can't make it in, he said, well, don't you mean our parents? So he's taken it to heart that that is now his family, but they do consider each other family.
Yeah.
And we get this sort of wholesome moment where he's got family.
Yeah.
It's them.
Yeah. We're your family. But I love the brilliant thing about Bob Newhart that he plays so well is that uncomfortable, because George, he says, you know, you can think of us as family. And I'm like, oh, that's so cute. And George says, you think of me as family? And he says, Dick says, well, yeah. George says, do you love me? And Dick says, you're a nice guy. Like you can tell he's uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not telling you I love you.
But, and they hug. It was just very sweet. It was just one of those moments. So we go back out into the living area of the inn and the silver birds are whining again.
They are.
We got to spend 3 days in this godforsaken place with nothing to do. But George has playing cards.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I use them to play Sweet solitaire. George. So they're only good for one person to use.
Yeah, that'll only give one person something to do. The guy says, why don't you get them anyway?
Yeah. You got to love George.
So sweet.
So they decide they're going to decorate the tree, and Kirk is going to go to the diner and get souvenirs that he sells in the diner. So they're decorating this tree with Cupid dolls, rubber alligators, postcards, crabs. And for lights, they're hanging pocket flashlights.
Yes.
On the tree.
Yes.
So it's about to get unboring, though, because Joe comes rushing downstairs.
That's right. You know what time it is.
What time is it?
The birth of little baby Tammy.
Don't give it away.
The birth of baby Abraham.
Yes, my wife is in labor. What do I do? And Dick says, we just got to stay calm. Joanna!
He says, I like when he says, you're a woman. What do we do? She's a woman, not a doctor.
Yeah, she's like, call a doctor. And they said, but the roads are closed. So Dick, the Silverbirds and Kirk, they're all decorating the tree. And George, he turns to them. He goes, this is a crazy question. But are any of you doctors?
Every hand goes up.
Even Kirk.
Even Kirk. Loves to lie.
Kirk, you're not a doctor. He goes, oh, sorry, reflex. Turns out the Silverbirds is a doctor's ski club.
That's right. What are the odds?
So they all rush.
Something to do. Thank We've got goodness.
Something to do. Thank 24 goodness. Of them are going to deliver one baby.
Yes.
Hysterical. So now the scene rapidly switches to it's 4 a.m. Kirk is doing a card trick.
Still. Showing it to George.
Showing a card. No. This is the first time he does the card trick.
Oh, the first time.
Which is a silly card trick. It's like, tell me what your card is. 10 of clubs. Okay, give it to me. Puts it back in a deck, goes through the deck, finds the 10 of clubs, says, here's your card. And George is like, right. Oh, whoa, let me see that again.
I have to see that again.
Crazy. So Joe comes downstairs. He is so grateful, as Eden has given away, the baby was a Tammy.
That's right.
It was a girl. And he said, I am so grateful. Because we could have been stranded in the snow in a blizzard. Instead, we're here, safe and warm at this inn with 24 attending physicians.
Attending physicians. So funny.
So that was just a warm moment.
Yeah.
And a little all over the place. Leslie said, you know, I'm glad I didn't miss it. Mm-hmm. She was glad she didn't get to go home because it was just such a great thing. They took these people in. And mm-hmm. You think about what could have happened if they wouldn't have taken them in. And Dick said, you know, it might not have been what we planned, but when you talk about an authentic, old-fashioned Christmas, this is about as close as you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got Mary and Joseph.
The birth of Jesus. Yeah.
Having a baby. So they turn off all the lights and all the pocket flashlights come on the Christmas
so
tree
nice.
To illuminate it. And they all sit with the tree and just ends right yeah. there.
And that's that cozy, that lighting, that just cozy feeling. What a nice, nice end.
Yeah. But we have a little tag at the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically three things happen. First of all, George is still asking Kirk to show him that card trick because he just can't figure out how Kirk's doing it.
Still doing the card trick.
Joanna comes in and behind her back with a bow on it, she saved a slice of ham.
That's right.
For Dick.
And he said, oh, and all I got you was diamond earrings.
Then a man comes in. Whose car was stuck in the snow.
Mm-hmm. Him and his two brothers.
Dick offers to call 24-hour tow service. What's your name? What's his name, Eden?
Alan Wiseman.
Wiseman and his two brothers, which yep. is the
three wise men. The three wise men. Yeah, definitely. This episode was kind of funny and kind of silly just because it was all over the place. They didn't go too heavily on like the baby Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the wise men thing. No, but then like. There was just little hints to it. It was kind of funny.
But it was there. And I think...
Because it wasn't the whole storyline. It was just like a little side plot.
Well, the whole storyline was that they were all just stranded right. there. And they could right. do nothing. But yet, it became a very special Christmas for everyone. Even mm-hmm. these whining doctors right. who were whining the whole time got to bring this baby
now
into the world.
Now have this story, yeah.
In this blizzard, you know. And I'd like to think that the very next morning... You know, the blizzard was over and the ski lifts opened up and they could
they
all
got to
go,
do their fun stuff.
And that is the end of the episode. So we're going to take a short break and we'll be back to wrap it up. So I'd just like to announce that if you are not a member of our Facebook group, please go join. It's called Old TV with a New Twist podcast group. And what I do is about a week or two before the podcast drops, I will go in and tell you what show we're going to be podcasting about next, but specifically what episode we're going to be talking about. And I'll tell you exactly where to find it, on what platform. I'll even post a link, whether it's Amazon or Hulu or any of the free streaming apps like Dailymotion, Pluto TV, Tubi TV, or Crackle TV. I'll let you know exactly where to find it. That way you can go in, watch the episode, and when you listen to the podcast, you can follow along with us scene by scene because you will have seen the episode. And you can find out, did you laugh in the same places we laughed in? Did you not like what we like? Or did you like what we liked? And it'll be kind of fun to follow along. Just wanted to put that announcement out there to let you know that in that Facebook group, you'll have all the information before the podcast drops. And we're back, and we hope you are all already members of our Facebook group. So, Eden, is there anything in your notes about the episode that we have not discussed?
The only thing that I do have was, and this can kind of go in with what we were talking about, Christmas foods.
Mm-hmm.
There is a joke at the beginning of this episode that I see in so many Christmas movies, Christmas TV specials. And you said about like cliche Hallmark things, how like, oh, if they're baking cookies, take a shot. Or yeah, if they're doing this, take a shot. And I feel like you should take a shot anytime anyone in a Christmas movie mentions a fruitcake. You are older than me. Let me know if back before I was born, were fruitcakes a thing? Is this something that people were really making and giving to each other back then?
I think back, if you remember, one of you and Caleb's favorite Christmas shows was the Pee Wee Herman Christmas right. show. And there's the fruitcake joke in there.
So it's, yeah, but it's always a joke.
Everybody.
Does anyone ever actually get, I have never actually received or seen a Christmas fruitcake in my life. It's only ever been a joke. It's a joke on this show in the 80s when this was, because his mom and dad sent him a fruitcake. And he said, did you throw it away? Yes, she did. Okay, no one likes fruitcake. Why do we keep giving it? It's like the Christmas pack of sardines. Who's out here giving out fruitcakes?
I don't ever recall, and I can remember the 60s and the. Right. I don't remember fruitcakes being gifts at all. But maybe they were before. Maybe like earlier, like in the 50s. I don't know.
I'll have to Google where the fruitcake joke came from, because I've only ever seen it as a joke. But it's a joke in so much. So yeah, I just had to ask that if the Christmas fruitcake was really a thing that people received and gave.
All right, let's see how many of the Hallmark drinking game items appeared in this episode. First mm-hmm. one, a character's name is related to Christmas, like Holly, Nick, or Chris. Well, I think Joseph and Mary
can count. Joseph and Mary, yeah.
Can count.
Mm-hmm.
Someone disses a fake Christmas tree.
No, not fake. Well, they diss.
In
they
the
diss,
beginning.
They diss bought at.
Guys.
They yeah. diss sort of like a tree farm tree.
Yeah. This is a Christmas trope that is everywhere, and I'm happy to say was nowhere in this, was mistletoe.
Oh, yeah. No,
I
mistletoe.
Love when they don't go there, because yeah. it's just so
forced. And they definitely could have with Kirk and Leslie.
Yep. You see an ugly sweater or tie. Yes. Joseph was wearing an ugly
Debatable.
Sweater.
Debatable. I mean, ugly, but.
In that whole
there's a couple of things in their wardrobes that may be considered ugly these days because it's dated. So
that's true. Someone gets snowed in.
Yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
Every last one of them.
Someone drinks hot chocolate.
Chocolate.
Hot chocolate. I suddenly came from
hot
New
chocolate.
York. Someone drinks hot chocolate, cider, or eggnog.
No. Unless they were drinking their ham omelets.
Yeah. There's a reference to a dead relative. Well, George, his whole family being gone.
Apparently they're all dead because yeah. you know we had to have them at some point.
Yeah. Yep. Christmas caroling, ice skating, or baking cookies. And we had baking cookies.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Pretty
a lot
on
of
par.
Them.
Not too cliche, but on par with most.
Yeah. Yumometer on a scale of 1 to 10. Where are you at, Eden?
Do you know what I gave the pilot?
I'll tell you right now. I have that information at my fingertips.
Okay, excellent. Let me rate this first before you tell me. But I'm going to go about a 6. Not really, really funny, but not really unfunny. Kind of middle of the road. Couple of laugh out loud moments, but nothing too crazy. So just somewhere in the middle.
I gave it a 5.
Okay.
Simply because I thought this particular episode leaned a lot into heartwarming, mm-hmm. you know, with the George scenes and the right. baby and the, you know, I felt it just lent into a little more of a Christmas spirit thing than a weekly sitcom.
Yeah.
Feel
less funny, more feel good.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's what you are supposed to get from a Christmas episode.
So I gave it a 5 because it was kind of like a balance of those things. To go on what you previously gave New Heart, you gave the pilot an 8.
Okay.
And you gave the finale a 9.
Had to be high. Yeah. I love the finale. Yeah. This is a good show. And that's the thing. So this can't really be used to judge what I feel about the show. Because even though it wasn't funny, sometimes they're not intended to be.
Christmas episodes usually are different. They try and have a little bit of a message.
Right.
It had its funny moments. We said the moment when Kirk said, well, you know, we can get married. Right. You know, things like that were still funny.
And when Dick said, on behalf of all innkeepers, we'll give you a room.
Yeah. Okay. They got to right that wrong that was done.
On behalf of innkeepers everywhere.
Who was your favorite character?
My favorite character, I think, is George. He's just something just sweet about him. Mm-hmm. Leslie, I find a little silly. Kirk, again, could fall off the face of the earth and I wouldn't miss him. But Dick, I agree, is funny in the way he's just dry and doesn't really want to show too many emotions. But I just think it's George. I think he's just so sweet and he's just along for the ride. He's here to help you cut down your Christmas tree. He's here to help you decorate it. It's never fully about George. He's just here for the ride and to be with people he likes.
Yeah, sweet and kind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to say, my favorite character is Dick Loudon.
Yeah.
I love Dick.
He is.
And I think it's because I just got a little crush on Bob Newhart.
Yeah, he's so sweet.
I just love Bob Newhart. I love that character. I just really, really like him. Watchability meter, I got 100% because I just could sit and watch this show constantly.
I'll go 99%. That 1% is because Kirk's in it, but
but he's leaving. He's leaving, true. And we're getting Stephanie and
we
Michael.
Know the truth.
Yeah,
But it just this is just one of my favorite shows that I do. It's such a good show.
Yeah, and it feels. I kept thinking this, and I was wondering, does Eden feel this way? It was like, you're just going back and revisiting old friends. It's mm-hmm. just, mm-hmm. we're going back to the Stratford Inn in Vermont. You know, it was just, I don't know. I was excited to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I like it.
So as a Christmas episode.
Oh, Christmas
goes,
is what you were trying to do. A Christmas. Please, blah, blah, blah. A Christmas. Okay. I truly did not know what you were trying to say.
Really? Okay. Well, let's
I was like, I can't wait to see what this is. It's a Christmas.
Okay. So as far as a Christmas episode goes, how does this rate? I mean, it had enough heart. It departed from the regular series enough that it gave us a special Christmas feeling.
I agree. Yeah. I thought this was a great Christmas episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's, you know, if we want to talk about how does it reflect Christmas? I mean, it's pretty on the nose.
Yeah.
You got them giving birth to the baby.
The start of Christmas.
You got Mary, Joseph, the baby, and the three wise men in attendance. I mean, you can't get any more on the nose with Christmas than this.
And we still get our cliches of cookies and Christmas ham and togetherness and decorating the tree. So, I mean, you still get all of your, but it doesn't ever feel really hokey or anything like that. It's just like a nice, cozy. The real drinking game is drink when I say nice or cozy. On this podcast, because I have said nice and cozy, but there's no other better way to describe it.
It is.
Perhaps someone give me a thesaurus for Christmas because I can only think of nice and cozy.
Well, it's like when we did the Brady Bunch and everything was iconic.
Yeah, iconic.
The song was iconic. The stairway was like, everything was iconic. Yeah. Okay, well, good. So Eden, I'm going to tell you Merry Christmas because you won't be back on this podcast until the new year.
Wow. Yep. Absolutely. Merry Christmas.
You've done your duty for a while. So
signing off for the year.
That's right.
Wow.
Next time I talk to you, it'll be 2023.
That's right.
Unless what?
Unless I get roped in for something else. You never know.
I love the way you all speak of it. I don't know if you listened to your brother's last podcast, but I said, well, thank you for coming. Are you going to come back and do this again? He's like, well, I kind of have to.
We're kind of on a rotating schedule here in case you haven't noticed.
I've got that parental guilt thing going with me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Eden.
You're welcome.
And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
And Seinfeld. This is Michelle, and thank you for joining us for this episode of Old TV with a New Twist. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on your Apple Podcast app. And join our Facebook group, Old TV with a New Twist Podcast Group, and tell us what you'd like to hear us talk about, and we'll keep you informed of what's to come. We'll be back next month with a whole new episode of Old TV with a New Twist.